and settling. Feeling into our chosen posture. Making sure we are comfortable and warm. Allowing our bodies to be filled with awareness, so that we're noticing the sensations of sitting or lying. So that we're noticing the cycle of our breathing. The in-breath and the out-breath. The movements of the diaphragm and the rib cage. Slight pause at the top of the in-breath. Noticing how the body rests for a moment or two at the end of each out-breath. Taking awareness right in to the cycle of our breath. Feeling each in-breath, feeling each out-breath, feeling each and every sensation as it arises from our body. And allowing ourselves to relax. To sink downwards into our chairs, our cushions. Coming to rest. Coming to rest as best we can. Noticing how our bodies feel. Noticing any sense of holding or grasping in the body. Noticing any sense of tightness. And as we breathe, seeing if we can release, let go. Coming as fully to rest as we can right now. And as we progress through this meditation practice, maintaining that state of awareness of the body, awareness of the breath, and of resting. Noticing thoughts arising in the mind. And letting them go. Noticing how the mind sometimes engages with a thought. And we become distracted. And letting go of distraction. Allowing the mind always to come back to resting with our bodies and our breathing. When you're ready, I'm going to invite you to contemplate the fact that every human being has a capacity to love. Some people seem to have much more love in their eye in their lives than others. Some people seem to have a huge capacity to love. In others it doesn't seem so great. If it helps in accessing our own innate capacity to love, we can think perhaps of someone for whom we have or have had a great sense of love. A partner, a child, a relative, a close friend. Or maybe we can think of a pet. Favorite dog, a cat. As human beings, we often feel quite intense love towards animals, especially our pets. Maybe that there's a particular place or places that we go to where we simply feel a sense of love, perhaps for the beauty of the place. Whatever it takes, whatever works for you. The invitation is to begin to access that quality that we call love, and to find our own capacity to love. And again, when you are feeling ready, I'm going to invite you to visualize as best you can your capacity to love and whatever feelings of love you have been able to access as a flower. Very beautiful flower that you are allowing to grow. So giving yourselves plenty of time and space to allow whatever visualization of a flower arises, and to feel as best you can that this flower, this beautiful flower that is yours, is an expression of your love and your capacity to love. And allowing the flower to grow. Whatever flower has arisen in the mind, whatever type of flower it is, whatever its form, as an expression of your capacity to love, allowing it to grow. And feeling that sense of love that surrounds this flower may indeed be arising from the flower. you wish, allowing the flower to grow as big as yourself. Very beautiful flower, filled with the scent of love, of your love, an expression of your capacity to love. It's experiencing that flower your capacity to love, any feelings of love that are arising, experiencing them right now, just as they are. Sometimes when we're doing a practice such as this, we may find that the sense of love seems to fluctuate, to flicker. Sometimes our minds will become distracted and it will go away. That's absolutely fine, completely normal. We're noticing and observing what is going on and gently allowing the mind to come back to that image of a flower, to the love that it represents, and to that innate capacity to love. In the last few minutes of this practice, I'm inviting you to begin to visualize other people in your life, maybe your nearest and dearest, maybe friends, maybe just acquaintances, people you meet in the street from time to time. And I'm inviting you right now, as these people come to mind, to hand a flower, just like the flower that represents your love, to each and every one of them. Giving each and every person that comes into your mind the gift of love from your heart in the shape of a beautiful flower. people that you see just briefly, people that you hardly know, people that you may see often. Giving each one the gift of love from your heart in the shape of your flower. Even people that you may not like. Perhaps people who you might regard as your enemies. Give them all a gift of your love. Making no distinctions between the people that are in your life. Give them all a representation of your love, a beautiful flower. Cherish and cultivate your ability to love, your capacity to love. Notice how beautiful that capacity is. And allowing the feeling of having such beauty within you bring happiness and joy to you. And may all beings have love in their hearts.